And the most common one that people know is spasmodic dysphonia. It's one that we don't really know the cause of it specifically. We assume it's neurological, but that's more of the tremors in the voice, in which the vocal cords are not abducting or adducting correctly. So when they're adducting, that's when the vocal cords are coming together. And if you have an adductor type spasmodic dysphonia, it means that the vocal cords really aren't wanting to go away from each other. They're wanting to stay together. So there's a really strained voice. It sounds like very harsh and almost like people are really trying to force the voice out of their mouth. Or you have abductor dysphonia where they have difficulty in which it's pulling away, essentially. And they have more of that breathy voice because the vocal cords are open all of the time. And it just kind of comes out very quiet, whispery, mostly because they're losing all of their air all in one go.